Last month, I increased my podcast listenership by 22.74% without using paid ads and very, very minimal social media marketing. How did I do it? It's simple. I set myself a challenge to carry out one action step every day of the month with a goal to increase my listenership by 10%. In this episode, I'm sharing what those steps were. We're going to dig a little into the results of the challenge, and I'm going to share how you can do it too. You ready? Let's do this. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Okay, I know you're probably like, I just want all the details, Rosemary, like tell me how you did this. But before I share the how, I really want to let you know why I decided to focus on growing my podcast for a whole month. Now, in full transparency, this podcast has been going for about three years in June. Wow. That's crazy. But, you know, in the 2.5 years, I didn't really focus, especially in the last, like in 2023, I didn't really focus on growing my podcast. I know I should, but, you know, launch is my thing. That's primarily what I help my clients with. And the show was growing. There was like 1%, 2% growth every month. I just didn't focus on it because, you know, I was getting clients, I was being invited to speak on podcasts or in people's paid communities, all as a result of my show, and with less than like 50, 60 downloads per episode. And because that's the goal of my show, I was ticking those boxes. I was achieving my goals. And so I didn't prioritize growth. If that resonates with you, I just want to say that, you know, hands up, that was a mistake. If I could go back into time, I would have had a much better like podcast growth strategy months, years ago. And this is why I decided that a challenge was the best way to really kickstart my growth. I am someone, when I decide something, I go all in. And I knew that if I tried to take little action steps over the course of the rest of 2024, it will just take longer. And so I decided randomly in January, one weekend, watching some reality show, it occurred to me that I could do a challenge, like just take one small action step every single day in February. And because it's a short month, right? Normally 28 days, but it's a leap year in 2024. So we got 29 days that, you know, that could really get me into a new routine, like really hone in, because it's a habit, right? Taking an action step every day. And I'm not saying that you need to take an action step. It's definitely not something that I'm going to be doing every month for the rest of my podcasting life, right? But I really just wanted to develop that skill, start really practicing, because I really do believe it's the small action steps that we take that helps us to get, you know, quick wins, but also amazing results long term. So that's kind of where the idea came from. But also, I think it was Jordan Gill who was speaking at a summit, and I remembered what she said around, like, people tend to put all their eggs into one platform, but really we need a platform that drives traffic to our stuff. We need a platform where we nurture. We need a platform to where we convert our people into our offers. And that really resonated with me. It was like a total light bulb moment because, and I've talked about, you know, my time on Instagram and how I kept showing up on that platform, even though in reality, I never got any clients directly from Instagram. And I was, in a way, putting a lot of my eggs, traffic, nurture, convert, into that one platform. So in, I think it was September, October, when I decided that I was going to step away from marketing my business on Instagram and instead double down on the podcast and really kickstart my email list, it was Jordan's voice that was in my head. Like, I need somewhere that, or a couple of places to drive traffic. I need a platform where I nurture and I need a platform to convert. Now, in all honesty, my podcast does achieve the nurturing and the converting, but I haven't been great with the traffic piece of stuff, right? And so with that in mind, I decided, right, I really need to up my game. I need to get more eyeballs on the podcast. That's where I create my best content. That's where they're going to really get to know me and my strategies and how I show up for them and how I teach all the things. And I needed to do it quickly. If you want to hear more about, you know, why I decided not to market my business on Instagram, you can head on over and check out episode 113. Where, you know, I share quite a lot in that episode. I don't want to derail from what we're talking about today. But yeah, check out that episode to learn more. But I also thought about that saying. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's that saying of what you focus on grows. And so in my business, I always choose one or two projects to focus on every month. And so I decided that one of those February's projects was going to be growing my podcast listenership. Now, if you have been in my world, you will know that I do not put any emphasis on downloads. I do not. In my world, I would prefer to look at my listeners, those stats. First of all, I know for a fact that you are people, right? Listeners are actual people. Whereas download numbers, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, so I won't go down this soapbox on this topic. But download numbers are just, for me, they're not as tangible. They're not as accurate. Whereas with my listenership, especially the host that I use, Captivate, their stats are outstanding. I can look at my analytics and see, okay, I have had 10 unique listeners today. And I will know that those are 10 actual humans listening to my podcast rather than, you know, 100 downloads where have they listened to the episode? Have they listened to the entirety of the episode? Like, there's just too many variables when it comes to download numbers. So in case you're wondering why I'm talking about listenership and not downloads, because that's what every other podcast expert talks about, there you have it. That's what goes on in the world of Rosemary and podcasting. So yeah, I decided to do this challenge. And then I decided, wouldn't it be fun to do it with other people, right? And so I posted on Threads. I had a couple of people jump in and say, yep, they would be like game. They've really wanted to grow their podcast listenership. There was a question around like how much time it was going to take, which was really helpful. I mean, I was busy as well. And so yeah, the idea grew legs. I put everything together. And like I said, it was literally just a small action step every day. Wouldn't take too long, less than 30 minutes a day to do. So I didn't want it to be like an hour or 2 hours. Like, we're all busy people. And so I came up with prompts, things that we could do every single day for 29 days in February. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, there wasn't a lot of focus on social media marketing. So if you listen to a lot of my earlier episodes, like maybe episode 90, between 1 and 90, there are some episodes where I talked about, you know, how you should repurpose your podcast episode to Instagram and, you know, create reels and create stories and have your graphics and all the things. But that no longer felt good to me because of my decision to step away from Instagram to market my business. And my podcast is my business, part of my business, right? And so I won't lie, creating the prompts, I really had to dig deep. And I created a framework, and I'll touch on what the framework is in a moment. But I really had to think, well, can I grow my podcast without social media? Like, I really don't want to, nor do I want to, you know, encourage other people to be doing all the things on Instagram. Because as I've talked about before, in one of the recent interviews as part of the Growth Without Socials series, I am not 100% convinced that I've got a ton of new listeners from social media. And looking at my own habits, like, I see people posting about, you know, new episode. In this episode, we talk about that. But it's very, very rare that I would see those posts and then, you know, hop on over to go and listen to the episode. And so with that in mind, I really wanted to focus on other areas of growth. And those areas are, there's three areas, and they're what I call the pillars, I guess, of this challenge. And it's podcast SEO, pillar one. Pillar two is around collaborations, which I've talked a little bit about recently. And number three is social search. Now, social search is a term that I coined from, was it Megan Williamson? Yeah. And that's more about just being found organically on social platforms, but also search engines such as Pinterest. I jumped back on Pinterest last week. I hired a VA to help me get my pins out on a regular basis because that was a block for me. But yes, those three are the three pillars that really make up the challenge. And I really wanted to put social search rather than just Pinterest because I appreciate that not everyone is on Pinterest. And I'm not here to tell you that you need to be on Pinterest too. That's just where I'm at. So social search encompasses so much, right? So we start the challenge by just really laying the foundations. I'm a strategist and I'm really big on making sure that we've got certain things set up before we start looking ahead or looking bigger, right? So we start off with the foundations, like, is your podcast optimized? Look at your podcast description. Are there any tweaks that you can make to your podcast name? Not to your cover art, but like, we just want to make sure that your podcast is discoverable. That's the key piece. And then collaborations, thinking outside the box. It's not just about podcast guesting. Like, what are some other ways that you could collaborate with other podcasting business owners where you can, you know, work together to grow your podcast audiences? And then, as I touched on, social search, part of that is Pinterest. But the other piece, the social media piece, is around, for example, I am in Facebook groups. I find Facebook to be very low lift. It doesn't take any energy at all. But I am in a handful of Facebook groups who have themed days. So in a couple of Facebook groups that I'm in, there might be a weekly post where it might say, tell us about your latest podcast episode, or it might say something like, I can't think right now, but you, if you're in Facebook groups, you might be familiar with that concept as well. But essentially, what I do is I make a note in my calendar or I set a reminder, and then I will just plug, depending on what the post is in the Facebook group, I would respond accordingly. So this isn't like spamming links. No, this is being very, very strategic in terms of, because there are people who look through the threads looking for resources for, you know, to meet their, where they're at that point in their business. And so if I drop an episode that talks about, or share an episode that talks about something that they really want support with, that's when they're more likely, because it's the intention, right? They're scrolling that thread looking for support with the problem that they're having versus Instagram. People, especially the attention spans on Instagram, people are there to be entertained. They're scrolling reels and they're less likely, in my opinion, to be like, oh, okay, you're talking about this. Okay, let me find the link and then I have to click the link. And go. No, I just find it a lot easier. And I have definitely seen that growth from Facebook groups. So me and two ladies, we focused on this for the month of February. And I consistently did most of the action steps because I make tweaks with my podcast, maybe on a quarterly basis. There were some of the prompts that didn't apply to me, like, you know, do keyword research and choose your keywords and update your podcast description. I'd recently done that, but it was really good for the women in the challenge to do it for themselves. So in all honesty and transparency, I didn't do all 29 prompts because some of those action steps I had already taken, but I was able to grow my podcast listenership by 22.74%. The other piece of this that I really want to be transparent about is if you're a long-term listener, you'll know that I took an unexpected break. There was still stuff going on at home. That means that my time is a little bit capped. I'm working really, really odd hours to accommodate. And so I couldn't show up for the podcast. I am making it a priority now. So I'm here, going to continue to be here. We're all good. But I will admit that in February, the majority of February, I didn't release any new episodes. And so, I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. But even though I didn't release episodes for the first 3 weeks of February, I still got a good chunk of new listeners. And I think a lot of people have come over from Threads, even though I don't like hard promote the podcast. I find that threads, as I like to call them, they're more likely to head to the link in your bio and go down the rabbit hole. That has definitely been my experience. And because my podcast and a bunch of other stuff is linked in my link in bio, they just take themselves on their journey. They sign up for my quiz, they check out my audio course, which is my second podcast, right? They do all the things. But when I dropped the Growth Without Socials podcast series, that's when my numbers jumped because the series was the sponsor for the Biz Beyond the Gram bundle. And so that was, the podcast was front and center. It was at the top of every page. It was mentioned in all the emails. And so that's when I really got a bump in listenership. I really wanted to mention that and be honest about that because there was a period of time, the first 3 weeks of February, January, December, and the last week of November, where no new episodes were released. I was still getting listeners, but the bulk of that 22.74% would have been in that last week of February when the bundle/podcast series dropped. Okay. So how can you achieve this same success? Well, I am excited to share that I am running the Podcast Growth Challenge again in April 2024. This challenge is for women podcasters in business. So if you are podcasting as a hobby, this won't be the right fit for you. You know, you have your podcast because it's an extension of your business. Whether you're using it as a lead generation tool or a network growth tool, whatever it might be, it's an extension of your business. You have been podcasting for at least 6 months. And this isn't to discriminate beginner podcasters, but it's because there are a couple prompts in the challenge that means that you need to have a backlog of episodes. You need to have a library, a catalog of episodes in order to complete those prompts. So you've been podcasting for at least 6 months. That means that you have got about 25 to 30 episodes to, you know, complete those action steps on. We kick off on April 1st. And yes, I'll be doing it alongside you. It all happens in Slack. So a new prompt will be dropped every day at 9 a.m. You've got the opportunity to ask me questions. You can tag me for the prompts that are social related. You can tag me if you want. But yeah, I really, really, really excited about doing this. Of course, the goal for this one's going to be a little bit different because there are 30 days. So I need to find an additional prompt. But the goal is to increase your listenership by 10% in 30 days. Now, if this sounds like something that you want to do, if like myself, having that focus for a period of time works for you, you only need 30 minutes. And that's for the chunkier prompts. Like there's a prompt where I ask you to do some keyword research. There's resources, there's videos, there's scripts. Like you have, I am the queen of giving my clients everything they need to achieve success. Like ask any of my VIP clients or my group program clients, right? You don't need to go and Google anything. You will have a resource, you'll have the prompt, you'll have the resource, whether it's video, whether it's written, whether it's a script, you will have everything you need to complete that action step that day. And I'll be in the Slack channel to celebrate your wins, to answer your questions, all the things. So if that sounds like something that you want to do for April, the link is in the show notes to join us. And I just can't wait to see you inside the challenge. And I'll also see you next week when we will be talking all about the 5 reasons your podcast isn't growing. I'll see you then, and I'll see you inside the challenge. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.